As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Tuned in to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7, and I'm going at it alone this time. My awesome partner, broadcast partner Brett, is busy studying for midterms. So, Brett, we love you. Good luck on your midterms, and do well on them so you can get back to recording with me next week. So I guess the show is going to be a little bit different, less banter. I'm going to start it with a few new songs. That one right there was brand new. It's a new one by Laura Jane Grace, the front woman of Against Me. And that one was called The Swimming Pool Song off of her brand new surprise solo album, Stay Alive, which just came out at the beginning of this month. And yeah, I've had the pleasure of seeing Against Me 4 times now in my life, which is pretty incredible. What a great live band. I hope to see them for a 5th time after this whole pandemic is over. And yeah, the first time I ever saw them, they were opening for Billy Talent and Alexis on Fire, but I read the bill wrong and actually thought that they were Alexis on Fire. And about 3 songs in, I was like, well, where's the screaming? Like, what's going on? But by the end of that concert, I had discovered a new favorite band. We're going to get into some new stuff here for the beginning of the show here. Some great new releases this week and from earlier this month. Peach Kelly Pop came out with a new EP. I know Brett said he didn't really care for the second single from it on air maybe like 3 or 4 episodes ago. But he's not here, so I'm going to play the new single from that. It's called Stupid Girl, and it's off of her new Lucky Star EP, which I think is pretty great. It's a nice, short, sweet listen, probably about 12 minutes long, and definitely kind of shows a little bit more of a mellower side of Peach Kelly Pop. Without further ado, here it is, Stupid Girl on CILU 102.7.
Yeah. There's a hole in the heart of the city where the night used to sparkle in home. We once stood outside the marquee, counted burned out bulbs like cavities on a stick. Now your last light has gone dark. And time is a scumbag selling condos in Europe. And if truth wants a room, she must pay. So dig a hole. Dig a hole. Dig a hole to the bottom of it all. Dig a hole. Dig a hole. Cause there ain't no loving like the last love now, and everything mighty must fall. Well, there ain't no loving like the last love now, and everything mighty must fall. You my life, thanks for not arresting my dad. He had a cotton smoke stuffed up his shirt, headed for the bottom, but you caught him first. Who'd have thought some stupid store can make me so sad? I miss that pot with the eye from the Brazilian Taiwan. Those stairs went nowhere like a maze. There were shoes, shampoos, the dust-covered clues to the taste buds of simpler days. And time is a scumbag selling condos in Europe. And if truth wants a room, she must pay. So dig a hole, dig a hole, dig a hole. By that pile of dirt, we'll hold hands and we'll camp shooting stars. In the past, it won't matter. In the truth, it won't hurt. Cause at least we'll have made it this far. Come on. Dig a hole. Dig a hole.
And the last one there, Dig a Hole by Mav Carlo, and that's off his brand new album. Mav Carlo, of course, the solo project of former Colorado frontman Menno Versteeg. I listened to that album over the weekend, and I gotta say, I was really impressed. It was a super anticipated album, me being a huge fan of the band Colorado, and despite being a little disappointed that they were going their separate ways, I was also equally excited for all of the new members' solo material, and that just happens to be the first album of any of their former members. It's very heartfelt, very personal album. I think it kind of touches on some themes of mental health and kind of personal growth. really, really, really vulnerable lyrics. I suggest you all give it a listen. It's definitely a little bit more vulnerable, I would say, than Versus' work with Colorado. And for those of you that are hoping the band would get back together, well, they actually have half the band on that album because guitarist Nixon Boyd helped him out a lot with the recording and plays most of the lead guitar parts on that album. So pretty cool, kind of like a half Colorado reunion already. And I have a feeling they'll get back together one day. One day once live music can be played again. Before that, we had What's the Drama, abbreviated as WTD on her album. And that's a song by Sad 13, which is a solo project by Sadie Dupuis of Speedy Ortiz. And Speedy Ortiz hasn't released an album since 2018, but that is definitely going to tide me over until the next one. It's a fun little album. Created and arranged all the music on that album herself, and I think she played most of it herself, with the exception being there's a orchestral section on one of the songs. And she was on Reddit answering fan questions the other day and mentioned that she wrote all of the orchestral parts in a computer program and then ended up having to transpose them all into playable parts for the orchestral section that they could actually play. So yeah, pretty neat. I definitely wasted about 30 minutes of my life just looking at that Reddit questionnaire that she was answering, but I think that was time well wasted. Anyways, that's it for the new stuff. We're going to play some music that I've been listening to over this past week, including a couple songs in this next block by artists who are sadly no longer with us. But before we play that, we're going to play some Pinback. Here's Loro. You're listening to The Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Thank you. Everybody's gotta lose. And everybody's gonna die. Everybody just wanna have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
About words. treasure or worse. I watch the end of man and I dream like a bird.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the Student Center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And before the break, that last one that you heard there was Machine by none other than Canada's national treasure, The Tragically Hip. That was off their final album, Man Machine Poem. The state of Gord Downie actually just put out a new solo album and some of the last songs that Gord ever recorded before his untimely passing 3 years ago. And I didn't want to make you all cry while listening to my radio show, so I didn't play any of those, but I highly suggest that you go check it out. We miss you, Gord. I think we all miss Gord a lot, especially in a year like this with the global pandemic and civil rights movements and a lot of atrocities happening even here on our own land with the attack on the lobster pounds of the Mi'kmaq people. Makes me really sad, but doesn't necessarily surprise me, unfortunately. I think Gord would have something to say about that, and I mean, it wouldn't necessarily solve all of our problems, but I think it would maybe help our collective spirit. That's what I think. Before that, we also had another soul who's dearly departed, the great Mac Miller with Everybody, and that's a cover of a song by the band Love from way back in 1969. Of course, this song recorded just before his passing in 2018 and released early 2020. From his album Circles. Definitely an album that I recommend that you check out, especially if you think that Mac Miller is just another rapper. It's really kind of shows a more singer-songwriter soulful side to him than his other albums. I love all of his material, though. Anyways, that's enough of me being a sad sack. I think Brett said a couple shows ago that the Monday Nightcap is a happy, cheerful show, so I will try to try my best to bring that spirit up with these next songs. They're not necessarily cheerful, but they're definitely a little bit more upbeat. We're going to start it out with some Black Midi with Near Detroit, Michigan. This one is from their debut album, Schlagenheim. Ha, I love saying that word, Schlagenheim. Anyways, without further ado, here it is.
The love in the water, the breathing in the water.
Welcome back. That last one you just heard there, The French Open by Foles off of their 2008 debut album Antidotes, produced by Dave Sitek of TV on the Radio. And the young band, who were only 21 to 22 years old at the time, came across the ocean from Britain to New York to record the album with Dave in Brooklyn. And very unorthodox recording techniques used within the album, which included drums recorded in alleyways on cassette tape recorders and then reprocessed through outboard gear, to vocals being sung while moving around the room, and brass being performed by members of the Anti-Ballast Afrobeat Orchestra, directed to not play directly into their microphones. Fun. Very fun album. Very, some people like to say it's a very mathy album with weird time signatures and unorthodox playing, but I'll let you listen to the album for yourselves and decide whether you think that is true. Before that, we had a barn burner. We had Steal the Sound by the Constantines, Canadian Legends. And that was off their 2001 self-titled debut. And we kicked that one off with Black Midi with Near Detroit, Michigan. And the lyrics definitely not necessarily on the nose, but I could tell they were talking about the Flint water crisis there with lyrics like blood in the water. You should really check out, they have this live recording on YouTube recorded by the radio station KEXP, and I think it was recorded in Iceland. I don't know why, but it was. And it's about a 25-minute recording of them playing five of their songs live before the album was even released. And really, really cool, kind of unhinged recording. The drumming is absolutely amazing. The drummer is absolute fire. Check it out if you like that kind of experimental music. I feel like I've been all over the place musically with this episode. I've just been playing what's on my mind, so might as well throw some kind of R&B funk your way coming up with this next song. The great Thundercat, who was a good friend of Mac Miller, who we played earlier on this episode. We're going to play something off of his 2020 album, and a song with a great music video to boot. It's Dragon Ball Do-Rag by Thundercat on his album It Is What It Is, here on CILU 102.7.
I feel kind of fly.
Hey, everyone. Looks like we're almost out of time here on the show. That last one here, Think About Life with Having My Baby. What a fun song. Definitely makes me want to get up and dance. And before that, we had some Thundercat with Dragon Ball Do-Rag. And that one, not necessarily a dancey tune, but one that makes me want to groove nonetheless. So keeping in that spirit of grooviness, we're going to end things off with a groover here. 6 minute tune by the Swedish band Viagra Boys. What a band name. This one's called Research Chemicals. It's off their debut EP. It's got a great fuzzed out groovy bass line and some saxophone. I'm not going to talk much more about it. I'll let you listen, because if I keep talking, I won't be able to play all 6 minutes of the song. Here it is on CILU 102.7.